الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. This is a gathering which we are gathered together in the episode Priceless Diamonds, wherein the topic of discussion today is that don't take any good deed for granted. In the previous episode, we heard that life is very short. So, we discussed that in this dunya, we are here like a daif, like a guest. Whereby a guest come by a boarding place, by a hotel, by anything. He come by there, then he stay there for some minutes, then he continue. And not only that, it is also mentioned in the hadith, kun fi dunya ka annaka gharib, be on the dunya like a stranger. Another hadith says that ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir, that this dunya is like a sijn, it's a prison for a believer. So this is the case of a believer. That is the discussion of the previous episode, and of course taking you back to many episodes. We did discuss how the ulama, they value time, how the sahaba, they value time, how the tabi'in, they value time, and all this we discussed, especially in the recent episode, whereby we're discussing that the life is very short. Alhamdulillah, ala kulla hal. These are other things which we discussed. So today, we said that we need not to take each and every moment for granted. We need to take each and everything serious, be it a moment and be it a good deed. Even the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La tahqiranna," don't ever take any good deeds min al ma'aruf, from any good deeds, shay'a, any good deeds, don't ever overlook at it. Don't take it lightly. Don't say that this is small, this is big. We need to take each and everything seriously. So this episode, we say that we don't know from among is the good deeds which one is going to make us to enter into Jannah. So we need not to take anything lightly. We need to take each and everything seriously. We heard about the story of Buhutan, that sometimes we can take it lightly, but in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is very great. So from this in mind, alhamdulillah, let us go straight to the discussion of the day. I'lam, you need to know, viewer of Madani channel, I'lman yaqina, knowledge with certainty. You need to know with reality, anna la'amala saliha, that indeed good deeds itself, faakihatul iman, it's a fruit of iman. Yani iman is a tree. This tree of iman needs to have got fruits. The fruits for that tree is good deeds. If we take iman as a tree, then our good deeds, these are the fruits. So perhaps the chance, if you plant a tree, and it starts to grow, and that tree does not have fruits at all, that thing, it is very bad. Perhaps the chance you plant an apple tree, first year, maybe you'll be saying it is in the initial stage. Second year, then you say that maybe it is in the initial stage. Third year, initial stage. Fourth year, we start to wonder. Fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, tenth. Fourth, sixth, no any fruit. Something is wrong with the tree. Something is wrong with the tree. So, good deeds, these are the fruits of the tree. So, in today's episode, as we said that we need not to take anything for granted, we need to take anything seriously. Really, Alam al-Naqi, in his book, when he was discussing about dua, He said that you need to respect good deeds. No matter how small, how big they are, you don't know which one from among is the good deeds. They will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which one will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? All the good deeds, they will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you don't know which one from among is them will please Allah the most. You don't know. It is a secret. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal made it. Then also he said that you need to avoid sins. Because you don't know from which sin will displease Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal, no matter how small it is. In summary of what he said that, you know, there are things hidden in other things for a reason. The pleasure of Allah is hidden in His obedience. The displeasure of Allah is hidden in His disobedience. And the friends of Allah are hidden from among His all, His creation, among His human creation, the human beings, the children of Adam. We don't know from among them that which one is a wali. It is not written on our forehead. It is not written on our dressing code, but it is hidden by Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal. But it's not on our topic of discussion. Our topic of discussion is that we say that we need to know that good deeds, they are like the fruit of our iman. وَقَرِينُ الْإِيمَانِ, and they are the companion, كَرِينَ. Yani كَرِين, قَرِينٌ is a companion. So, أَنَّ الْعَمَلَ صَالِحًا فَاكِهَا وَكَرِينَ الْإِيمَانِ, and they are the companion of the iman. They stay together. These two are inseparable. You cannot separate iman from good deeds. Henceforth, when we are saying good deeds, as we say that, don't take anything for granted. Why? Because we say that the time which we've got in this dunya, the seconds, the minutes, the hours, they need to be filled with good deeds. So in this episode, we are taking all the good deeds to be alike. Don't take them to be for granted. And don't take any moment for granted. That is where we want. Take all the moments of your life, make them monuments. Take all the moments of your life and make them monuments. So if you want to make them monuments, this is where the advice is coming, that you need to know that good deeds are fruits of our iman, and wakareen and iman, also they are the companion of iman. And you find that whenever iman and good deeds are mentioned in the Holy Quran, these two, they come together. And Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal made them neighbor in His book, in His glorious book, the Holy Quran. The good deed and the iman, these are neighbor. And we know that neighbors have got rights in our day-to-day terminology, in our day-to-day expression, in our day-to-day staying, in our day-to-day socializing. We find that neighbors, we know each and every one of us that if we see this one is a neighbor for that, they've got the right of neighborhood. Now, the general situation or the overall situation in the Holy Quran is that whenever iman is being put, is being mentioned, you find it is coupled with good deeds. It is come together with the good deeds. So when we talk about time, we need to talk about all these things. Because time, it needs to contain our actions. And actions are inseparable from iman. These two, they go together. They are inseparable. So we need to understand. So what we are doing this in this episode, we need to understand that iman and good deeds and time, they are inseparable. Because time, it is the container of these two here. Whenever you talk about your iman, you need to, you have got the time and in this dunya for you to go to do good deeds, to do a hajj, to fast. All this, it is time itself, it will come into play. So that's why we say that in these priceless diamonds, these are the things which will make your time to be priceless diamonds. Otherwise, your time, it will be wasted. So nevertheless, ala kulli hal, we need to know that whenever iman is being mentioned, together good deeds will come into play. We've got a couple of ayahs today which we need to listen from the words of Allah. يَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي سُورَةُ الْكَهَفِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Immediately iman is being mentioned, in the amilu salihat, and they do good deeds, this type of people, they are going to have Jannah, that will be their place. What they've done, they use their time in this dunya, not only for shopping mall, not only for frivolity, for games, for funny, but they use this time in this dunya that they learn. After learning, they inquired, they started to do righteous deeds. So for these people, for them will be Jannatul Firdaus. It will be Jannah, not only just Jannah, Firdaus in Uzula, the highest rank of Jannah, which is Al Firdaus. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us to be from the dwellers of Jannah and make us from the people who will inherit Jannah. And also Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal mentioned it beautifully in Surah Al Asr, whereby Allah Rabbul Surah Al Asr, viewers of Madani Channel, it is one of such a surah which I mentioned in the introduction of our of this episode, that it has got to do with time. You find Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal talking about time and taking an oath. So Surah Al Asr, indeed, it is one of the surah which emphasize the importance of time, whereby Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal said, "Wal Asr, innal insan," that verily a human being, "lafi khusr," he is in loss, the human being, "illa alladhina," except those, "amanu," who believe, "wa'amilu salihat." Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal teaching us that iman, its fruit, its good deeds. So viewers of Madani Channel, we need to cling to it, we need to utilize our time to make sure that we accumulate as much good deeds as we can in this dunya. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal tell us that these people, they believe in Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal, then do righteous. Not only that, وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ, then they encourage, they advise one another, they admonish one another with truth. وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ, and they encourage one another to exercise patience, which is a noble quality. This is how we must use our time in this dunya. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make it that we need to believe, we need to do good deeds, we need to encourage one another. Yani ad-deenun nasiha, religion is advising one another with sincerity. We need to do all these things. Then also we need to adopt and adorn sabr, patience, a virtue which we need to all adopt. That is mentioned in Surah Al-Asr. Not only that, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal mentioned also in Surah Al-Bayyinah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمَ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ, that people will believe. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ, verily, you find إِنَّ, they, it is they again. Verily, people, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, people who believe, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and again they do righteous. Wherever we are finding the word iman, we are only being again taken to righteous. That is the only pathway it will taking us. Not that we do iman and do good, bad deeds. No. Iman will take us only to good deeds. Then Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal said that, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمَ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ, these are the best of the creation. These are the best of the creation. These are the best of the ibad. These are the best of the creatures. What? Those people who believe in Allah, do righteous, and iman and righteous again is joined together. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us from among his them. And Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal again says in Surah Ghafir, قال سبحانه وتعالى, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal is saying, وَمَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and whomsoever does good deeds, utilize the seconds which Allah gave him in this dunya, utilize the minutes which Allah gave him in this dunya, utilize the days which Allah gave him in the dunya, utilize the weeks which Allah gave him in the dunya, utilize the month, the year, the lifespan, whatever. If there is anything which we need to do with our time, this is the investment of good deeds. Whosoever does it, Allah mentioned it beautifully. This verse we need to listen it attentively. Woman amila, whomsoever, despite of the name, despite of the race, Arab kana am ajam, whether it's an Arab or a non-Arab, Allah does not look at it. That's why whomsoever is mentioned there, amila, does saliha, goodies, min dakarin, whether he is a male, aw unsa, or a female, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. Now it is again, whilst he or she is a believer. You see, viewers of Madani Channel, whenever we are being taken, whether a good deed, like in this verse, it is started, then iman is put last. Or iman is started first, then good deeds are put last. This is to teach us that iman and good deeds, they are inseparable. إِلَى غَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِنَ آيَاتِ الْكَثِيرِ. Viewers of Madani Channel, the list can go on and on and on. Many verses in the Holy Quran. Time is not on our side. We cannot do justice to explain and to elaborate and to elucidate each and every one of them. But the ones which we mentioned, they can suffice us. Wa'alam, that we need to know that the reason why we listen to advice or we listen to anything or we read to any book, it is not that we listen and we say that the book was very, very nice. Okay, the book Priceless Diamond by Amir al-Sunnah is a very good. No, we need to put it into practice. We need to try to make sure that we digest whatever we hear and we put it into practice. This will make our life in this dunya to be enjoyed, to be very, very smooth flow. And it will make us also to realize that life in this dunya is very, very short. So today's topic is that we need not to take any good deeds for guarantee. Why? Because the good deeds, these are the companions. These are the fruit of our iman. So it is a point we need to keep in mind that in this life, like how I said in the previous, in the recent episode, that the life in this dunya is short. Now, alhamdulillah, in this discussion, we are talking about how we can score by us knowing that each and every one of the good deeds, it counts in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how small it is, viewers of Madani Channel, no matter how big it is. And it is not for us to say this is small. Whatever sometimes we see small, maybe it is big in his sight. Whatever sometimes we see big, maybe it is small in his sight. And sometimes whatever we look upon, we don't know which of the good deeds please Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal. We make a dua that may Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal give us hidayah and tawfiq to practice and to learn whatever we have heard from this topic. And whatever we heard from the beginning of this episode, Priceless Diamonds, and may we try to value whatever, alhamdulillah, life is such that we don't know what a second can do. The split of a second, like how a poet said, that by the split of a second, you know, things are changed from this condition to another condition. So we pray to Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal that whatever we said, if it was good, may Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal make us to benefit from it. And whatever wrong and mistakes we've made, Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal forgive us and forgive our parents and our teachers. And may Allah Rabbul Izzat al Jalal make us from among the people who benefit from our Madani Channel and listen to all many other bayanats which come in English, which comes in Urdu, which come with Arabic. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله.